Listen, that's why when I call Miss Shirley Starks, I'm so encouraged by her. You call her to encourage her to lift her up, and she's praying for you. She's preaching the word to you. And you call to tell her she's healed, but she's preaching the word to you. That's somebody that knows what the end is. That's somebody that knows the fight is fixed. I'm going to give you just a second to go ahead and process that and get that on the inside. Say it to yourself, it's fixed, it's fixed, it's fixed, it's fixed. And the verdict is, I win. Somebody say, how does that come? When I spend time opening up the word, when I spend time saying what he says, when I spend time allowing my ears to hear what he says and my mouth to say what he says and my eyes to see what he says, when I spend time with it and I know 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 it and I allow it to get on the inside of me, that's when we get word results. So I'm going to tell you, I always win. Somebody said, that sounds so cocky. Praise God, I always win. That doesn't mean everything looks just perfect in my life, but I always win. Hallelujah. I always win. I always win. I always win. Thanks be unto God who gives me the victory. Who gives me the victory? Who gives me the victory? Who gives me the victory? And I go back to that testimony that they were sharing. And she said, this is what happened. I want you to hear this, and then I'm almost done. He said, this is what happened. She said she will stand on Amos chapter 9, verse 13 from the Message Bible. And that starts saying, let's go there. Amos chapter 9, verse 13. And I'm going to read it from the Message Bible. And it says, yes, indeed, it won't be long now. Look at somebody say, it won't be long now. God's decree. Things are going to happen so fast that your head will swim. And I'm going to read the rest of it. And she said, he said, things will happen so fast that your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up with it. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessings, blessings, like wine pouring off mountains and hills. I'll make everything right again for my people, Israel. So she says she started to stand on the word that everything will start happening fast for one thing on the heels of the other. And she said, this is the miracle. She said, he came from a place where he was on this machine and the machine had to breathe for him. She said that at one point the doctor showed him an x-ray of his lungs. And she said they explained to him that a lung, when you see lungs on x-ray, it should be black. She said, but his entire lungs was white. So that means there was no way that air could get in because it was so full of something. She said, but she saw a little black spot there. And said she started to celebrate the little black spot. They were like, then she said, the doctor said, that's not much improvement. She said, but yes, it's a black spot. So that means he's improving. Hallelujah. And she said she will celebrate even the smallest of things. She said when he was in ICU, or what we call it today, critical care unit. And you know, when you come out of critical care unit, you go to what? step down. Somebody know it, amen. I don't know. But anyway, I had to take that word for it, amen. But you go to step down. And then if you continue to progress, you go to a room. Did I get that process right? She said, God was really speeding that thing up. And instead of him going from ICU to step down, she said the doctors came in. She said, and some of the doctors, by the way, were members of his church. And they saved doctors, amen, full of the Holy Ghost. One of them was his niece. But anyway, she said, and instead of the doctor that was over them, the physician that was over them, he was in the testimony video as well. She said, instead of them putting him in a step down, she said, they told him he's ready for rehab. So he went from ICU where he couldn't breathe, and he was on this machine where the ECMO machine, where it did the functions of the heart and the lungs were necessary as possible because of this machine. He went from there to rehab. She said when he got there, he couldn't hold his head up. He couldn't stand up. He couldn't walk. He couldn't do this. He said, and then they end up giving him rehab 7 days a week. He said, that's not normal that a person would go from ICU to straight to rehab. But she said, God was speeding this thing up, and that's the word I stood on. Hallelujah. God was speeding this thing up so fast. That's the word I stood on. Glory to God. And so when he got to rehab and he started getting better, she said every little thing he could do, at first he couldn't wave his hand, but then he started to be able to move his hand. They were celebrating. And then he could start to lift his hand and they were celebrating. And then he could start to walk and they could celebrate it. And every little thing, they celebrated. So instead of you being down by what it looks like, you start celebrating the successes, no matter how small it is. You start celebrating it. Where before you couldn't walk and you can now move your feet, you start celebrating it. Where you couldn't hardly make it out of the bed, but now you can get up and sit on the side of the bed, you start celebrating it. And you believe what God says and you stop allowing the enemy to tell you anything different. Whose report will you believe? And before long, he came home. Hallelujah. And now he's still back preaching the gospel all around the world. Hallelujah. Somebody said, look at somebody said, great is thy faithfulness. Talk about the Lord to him. Go ahead and talk about the Lord to him. Say, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning. Brand new mercies I see.